you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's Monday, September 24th, 2018, the last Monday in this month, Marianne.
Well,
it's going to be October next Monday.
Oh, my. I have a question for you.
A question mark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Wait, let me get this. Listen closely. Okay, question mark.
That was drum roll. For those who couldn't catch that.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you choose that scripture at the front of every program? I love it, by the way.
You know, I think I may have explained this years ago. When I would go to church at Christ Church of Oak Brook, basically from about kindergarten till high school, and even some of the college group there, Reverend DeCroyder always began the church service with that.
Really?
So I
like that.
And I've shared this before, but when I'd attend the church service, the worship time, the choir that sang, none of that ministered much to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would sit there and goof off or play, or, you know, I was a typical kid. But music, that's the interesting thing about the singing.
I was going to say, so you grew up the star of the singing group.
Yeah, I know. Only God would put that on my heart because it wasn't a natural thing. I would misbehave or joke around or whatever. But when it came to the preaching time, Reverend DeCroyder was, in my mind, like Moses to the Israelites. He spoke on behalf of God. I took to heart his message. I believe throughout my childhood, there was always points of conviction. I would be convicted of some truth or some scripture would come to life in my mind. And so I always felt like he was Moses and I was the Israelites and I would just learn from him or through him.
Mm-hmm.
But he always began the church service. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
I love it. It's just perfect for it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I heard that probably thousands of times growing up. And
that's
it's
interesting how
stuck with me.
Impressed you were by that scripture.
Oh, and he was very influential, even with the radio station. Before it even got birthed, Dr. Bruce Dunn had mentioned to me entertaining the idea of a new radio station in our area, and I'm like, oh, okay. And he says, go up to the Moody Bible Institute, meet with the broadcasting staff. In fact, Bob Neff's the vice president, you know, set up a meeting with him. And I was like, okay. And so the next thing I did is I met with Reverend DeCroyder. And I asked him, I sought counsel. At that time, let's say it would have been about 28.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah, let's see, I was down here managing the Jewel food store.
Maybe
I was, 29, somewhere in there, 29, 30.
Yeah.
If I just thought it through, I'd know exactly. So I met with Reverend DeCroyder and asked him what he thought about me entertaining that idea. And he talked about strengths and weaknesses and God's leading. And one thing he knew about me, I was very entrepreneurial and very independent.
Mm-hmm.
And like to have some control and oversight. Some would say a lot of control. But he said, how much would Moody dictate, you know, programming? Would you be able to make decisions on features and special things that you would want to add or do? And so he got me thinking about those things. So when I went and met with Bob Neff, I asked those things. How much control do you have over our station if we have a local board and we want to minister to our people throughout East Central Illinois? And at that time, we weren't thinking yet about West Central Indiana, but now we certainly do. And he said, oh, no, a Moody affiliate, you can dictate your programming and mix and match and carry as much of the Moody Broadcasting Network programming as you want or as little. And so that's a lot more of an answer than you asked. But Dr. DeCroyder, who's now with the Lord, in the Lord's presence, was very influential in my whole upbringing. And I still return to that church if I'm in that area on a Sunday or something and visit with some of the people there, lifelong friends. And that's right in Oak Brook. I remember my Sunday school class when I was in second grade.
Oh, my.
The vice president of McDonald's was teaching the class.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The Hinsdale-Oak Brook area had a lot of VPs and CEOs.
I can believe that.
there was a lot of wealth. Christ Church was a very wealthy mm-hmm. church. And so there was the CEO of Swift Corporation and others that were Christian, God-honoring followers of Jesus. And this vice president of McDonald's taught our little, second grade, 8 or 9 year olds. And
well, I'm so impressed that you held on to that scripture and you remember your Sunday school.
Yeah.
Are you interested in what I did as a child in church?
Well, I am, very much so.
Well,
and I was not an easy child. Let me just finish this. People think, wow, he was nurtured, just followed Jesus. I was one of those very active teens that they thought, he'll never turn out quite right. They're probably still shaking their head. I can't believe
Mark Burns
oversees
the
a
Mark
Christian.
Burns ween?
Yeah. I used to go to church because they had crab soccer and all the athletic events and volleyball, and that was the draw.
Yep.
And, you know, girls and some other things in those teenage years. But God got a hold of my heart, that he's continued to work in me. So now let's hear about you.
Well, I will only tell one story of the many, because I know we're going to do other things. But I was the pastor's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's something right there, you know.
Yeah. And so PK.
So, before I was an MK, I have all these initials. But anyway, let's see. One was when I decided, because I would get things in my mind.
Yeah.
I just do that, you know.
Yeah.
So I decided.
Things haven't changed.
Right. So I decided that I needed to leave the service and get out. So I crawled under the pews from the front. We always had to sit in the front by my mother. Sit in front row, pastor's wife. I crawled clear to the back of the church to
underneath
forever.
All the pews.
Oh, yeah. Because I was escaping.
Yeah.
And so so I got all the way back there. I was so proud. Just in
and there are people obviously seated in some of these rows.
So I was weaving through.
How old were you at this time?
I don't know. And so, and so I got all the way at the back, probably 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I got all the way to the back just in time to see my mother's very pretty shoes at the back row. And I thought, oh, dear. And she yanked me out. She said, you are coming with me. And so downstairs we went. She sat me on a stool. She said, you will sit here by yourself. You don't get to go anywhere, do anything. I'm like, it was horrible for me.
Oh,
it didn't work out, but I got a lot of stories.
You turned out well.
Well, thank you.
And you continue to follow the Lord, have a passion for people knowing about God's love. And
I haven't crawled through church anymore.
Yeah. I haven't seen you crawl out of here yet.
No,
I've worked you hard enough. In fact, what was it, last Thursday night or something?
Oh,
I think you're up 2 or 3, 4 in the morning.
Yep.
So if we're a little maybe slap happy today, we're in the final stages. In fact, the October edition of the Prime Life Times will be delivered this Friday. So I think our final proofs are in. The printer is going through it, and that'll be all printed up. And back to that McDonald's story.
Yep.
I think I can officially announce this, but we probably won't
let's
have
do it
the
anyway.
Papers. Yeah. Let's take a vote.
Two pros.
In the coming days, Nancy Brain's been dropping off papers, but we're going to get official stands, and we're working it all through. But I want to do kind of a quick little shout-out. We're working this all through the channels, but, you know, I can't keep secrets very long. And when something's exciting, I can't wait to share it, even though it's not totally worked through. But because of DND, it actually stands for Donald, and then the N is N.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know,
in
A&D,
with that little apostrophe thing.
And then D is for Deanna. The Witzels, it's D&D, Witzel Enterprises. Well, they oversee and own 6 different McDonald's, one in Hoopston, one in Georgetown, one in Oakwood, and then 3 in Danville. They're going to allow the Prime Life Times papers to be available there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working out what kind of stand and how many to deliver and when that's all going to happen, and probably when we get the papers this coming Friday, or we have to order more stands and everything, but the fact that we'll now be
that's
represented
exciting.
In 6 area McDonald's in those towns, and thank you, God, for the Witzels and their entrepreneurial spirit and their desire to be community-minded and help us along. And
they really seem to be.
Yeah, Nancy Brain, you know, she pulled that off and worked with them, and she's done a number of other things with so many community members there and is so well-received.
And she's such a fine person.
Yeah, text me and emailed back and forth, and I said, this is wonderful. So Okay, mm-hmm. So it's our last chance to cover some of this great September edition of the Prime Lifetime. So many people have picked up copies, and we continue to increase distribution and get feedback that people are enjoying it. And this one had that fun big train on the front page, on board with train travel. But you said there was a number of different articles, and I've read through this one. There were mm-hmm. so many good ones. Where do we even want to start?
Well, I think we might want to read Joey's because I like it.
The Walking by Faith by Dr. Joey Crowe. Dr. Joey Crowe.
We should put that in front of our names, just for the heck of it.
Yeah. Hey, who can give us an honorary doctorate out there? Can any of you?
I'll give you one. I'll write it up.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to give each other honorary doctorates today.
Okay. Walking by Faith by Dr. Joey Crowe. Our family loves the show America's Got Talent. It features various acts showcasing extraordinary talent throughout the United States. It's a program that's ranked high in ratings, and many people aspire to be on it. Back before shows like America's Got Talent, there was a man by the name of Charles Blondin. He was a French tightrope walker and acrobat. In 1860, he was about to begin his greatest act yet, walking on a tightrope across Niagara Falls. People from both Canada and the United States came from miles away to see a man walk on an 11,000-foot tightrope.
Hmm.
People were cheering him on as he walked back and forth multiple times. Each time he walked, he would do something different. He walked across the rope on stilts. Oh, my word.
Yeah.
He rode across on a bicycle. He also did it blindfolded. He then asked the cheering crowd, "Who believes I can wheelbarrow a man over this tightrope?" Everyone was cheering, "I do." But when he asked, "All right, who wants to get in?" there were no volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
The story of Charles Blondin paints a real-life picture of what faith actually is. They said they believed, but their actions proved they truly didn't. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Faith is an action word. We walk by faith. Faith isn't a feeling. Feelings can change. You can be a person of faith without ever having feelings of faith. When you declare to God, "I trust you in this particular area," make sure you have the actions to follow through with that declaration.
Hmm.
Choose to get into God's wheelbarrow today.
Oh, ties it right back into the wheelbarrow story.
Isn't that a good article?
Yeah,
that made me think.
Who believes you can do it? Oh, I do. Okay,
who's
going to
get
in?
I don't know. Somebody.
I'm busy now.
That's right. I'm busy now. I've got to go.
Dr. Joey Crowe is a pastor, radio host on Great News Radio, and author of the book At the King's Feet, available on Amazon and at the Great News Radio Center in Lincoln Square, Urbana. You can reach Dr. Crowe by emailing Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Oh, that's very nice.
I know.
Always fun communicating with Joey over the phone or when he comes out for some training or when I give him feedback about his Thursday program Sunday program. Mm-hmm. So Joey's a great addition.
A lot of people listen to that Sunday program.
Yeah. A lot of pastors, too.
Is that right?
I've had a number of pastors
say
they really appreciate it. Yeah, I can think of like three right off the bat that say they tune in all the time on their way to church or in between when they drop somebody off and do something. And
way to go, Joey.
Yeah, good old Joey. Okay, what else do we have in this?
Okay, is there time to read one more?
Sure.
Okay. This is by D. Chesser.
Section B.
D. Chesser.
Page?
B5, your favorite section.
Okay. It's a hit. All right.
Okay, this is kind of fun. It's called The Great Zucchini. Harvest season is upon us, and I smile, sometimes laugh out loud, when I think of my first garden. In 1969, I planted rhubarb, strawberries, tomatoes, and zucchini in my brand new garden, long before my mother and her friends introduced zucchini bread as a new food group.
Yeah.
I was thinking zucchini was a nice-sized squash that I could cut in half and bake with butter, salt, and pepper when it reached maturity and stopped growing. I hoped it would be somewhat smaller than a basketball, but bigger than a softball. It would be so wonderful to enjoy tasty vegetables and fruit, fresh from the garden. My 4-year-old was mortified, the 2-year-old didn't care, to learn I had planted vegetables. At least they weren't peas, and having the strawberries and the rhubarb helped, so I was forgiven. Before long, little Zucchini appeared. When the children realized they were getting bigger every day, they clapped their hands and shouted, "Mommy, Mommy, come look!" When the little Zucchini passed the one-foot mark and were still growing, I became a bit worried. But when they hit 2 feet, I panicked. What would the neighbors say? Where could I get a bigger oven? How do you cook something this big, let alone eat it? Finally, when all the zucchini had surpassed 3 feet in length and seemed intent on heading to 4 feet, I enlisted a somewhat bemused and reluctant husband. One summer night after dark, which is really late in Minnesota, we quietly sneaked out to the garden, pulled up the plants, green monsters and all, dug a really big hole and buried them.
Oh, jeez.
I can't even kill a fly, but that was the year I killed the zucchini. I kept the children very busy and out of the backyard the next few days until we left on vacation to visit Uncle Bud's farm. Fortunately, Auntie Grace didn't have zucchini in her garden. When we returned, the delightful green growing things were forgotten by the children, at least I thought. Within a few days, however, I suspected the four-year-old had heard what his parents had done that dark night when he and the little girl across the street picked 20 ripe tomatoes and threw them one by one into the street. Each one made a terrific splat as it met its demise. Unfortunately, these were tomatoes from the neighbor's garden. The now repentant young man spent the next 20 days picking a big ripe tomato from my garden each day and delivering it to the neighbor. To this day, he doesn't like tomatoes or zucchini. Whether or not you have planted zucchini, may all you gardeners have a wonderful harvest this year, one that inspires joy, not laughter. And then it says, Ode to Lost Zucchini. Zucchini, I never knew how big you'd get as you grew. You went from 1 foot to two while I worried what to do. Had I known about zucchini bread, wouldn't have had anything to dread. Could have baked loaves and loaves instead. What was done that night isn't said. Now looking back, I'm really mad. 300 loaves I could have had. You disappeared from sight. So sad. Discarding you, I was so bad.
Jeez. The great zucchini.
Isn't that hilarious?
D. Cheshire.
She's fun.
And the very end, the tagline, I guess, what do we call that very ending part? There?
Byline.
Byline. Once a children's choir director and nurse administrator in Minnesota, Dee is now a volunteer and grandma who lives in Champaign, Illinois. For more information on crocheted butterfly sales with poems for volunteers and memorials, all money donated, you may contact her at here, H-E-R-E, the number 2, spoil65 at yahoo.com.
Do you have any idea who chose that email?
Here to spoil.
Here to spoil. Her grandchildren. She said, you just come up with one. So that's what they came up with.
Oh.
here to when
spoil
she moved
them.
From Minnesota to Champaign, she let them choose that.
Here to spoil. Here I was thinking about the zucchini that was getting
spoiled or something. Here to spoil.
Oh, very good. We're reading from our September edition of the Prime Life Times. It can be picked up free of charge at around 200 area locations. So if you want to find out what location is near you, go to primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, and you'll see a distribution tab. Click on it, and you'll see all the cities and locations alphabetized. And then if you go all the way to the bottom, you'll see Indiana, and then you'll see
the Beef House
restaurant, and you also see the Covington County Market. And that's going to be a growing list in the days ahead. In fact, I'm still looking for a volunteer of a radio spot. If you live in and around Covington, Indiana, or you travel through the Champaign-Urbana area periodically, I'd love to find somebody that could at least keep an eye on those two locations, maybe a few more, that could pick up some papers here.
Yeah,
and then
just have them with them.
If they live in Covington, Indiana, and they travel to Champaign, or they live in Danville and don't mind going over to the Beef House, you know, every 2 weeks or something, that would be a real benefit, a great way to volunteer for this radio ministry and help us out. But yeah. You live in and around Covington, Indiana, or the Danville, or you're willing to drive and do some deliveries for the Prime Life Times, at least those two locations and maybe a few more in the days ahead. So,
can I put in a plug for our fantastic graphic designer?
What else has she done lately?
Well, right here on this article about the great zucchini, she illustrated that. That's her own original artwork. Isn't that fantastic?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. She's so good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly does a phenomenal. And I, well, it's at the printer now, but I've been looking at the proofs.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she had another illustration, book that she was.
Yep, she's working on it. The book review. We have a book review coming, folks.
Yeah. What else did I see? Oh, the radio reader. I saw that whole little story in the announcement where people can tune in on Monday and hear us read the paper, so they'll read all about that.
The Illinois Radio Reader is going to
do that at Tuesdays
at
1 o'clock.
They've been doing it,
Yeah, so that was kind of neat. I was looking through that. That was a fun one. Some other new advertisers. We appreciate everyone that's helping pay for this paper so we can offer it free of charge to estimated at 26,000-plus area readers. So if you're unfamiliar with the Prime Life Times, we highly recommend it. We feel it's a really God-honoring publication that is informative, engaging, and positive. It's got a lot of great stories and helpful advertisements and service providers that we think provide something unique or good or needed. And we're just excited. All the content contributors, the new person. She's a librarian, I think, in St. Joe or something.
Susan McKinney's going to write book reviews for us. Yeah, so she's the head librarian.
Well, book reviews in the days ahead, and we have games and puzzles and great stories and testimonies.
So grab yourself a piece of good zucchini bread, put it in the microwave, warm it up, put some butter on it, and read the Prime Life Times.
Read the Prime Life Times. And you can also subscribe so it gets mailed first class. So as soon as it's out, within a day or two, we put it in the mail. There is a $30 charge, and that basically just covers the postage to get it to your home. We'd be happy to do that to you, especially if you're not out and about often and you'd love it delivered to your home. Just call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Tell Karen or Bethany, hey, I want to be subscribed to the Prime Life Times, and we can take your credit card information over the phone, or just mail in a check and say, hey, I want to subscribe to the Prime Life Times. That delivered to my home.
Call that number. Hear the beautiful voice of Karen Harrison.
Yeah. Encourage her today. She's hard working behind the scenes.
Yes, she
and
is.
Doing a great job, as our whole team is, our Prime Life Times team, our radio broadcasting team, all the incredible volunteers. Herb the Radio Servant was out for I don't know how many hours this past Thursday.
Yeah,
we got another nitrogen tank in, and then on Friday went out to the Fithian Tower and was looking at some transmitter things that we were problem solving.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been working hard.
Well, you and he both.
Yeah. I don't think anyone that works with us doesn't work hard.
No.
So, all right, everyone, go out and work hard today.
Work hard for the Lord.
That's the word for the day.
Okay.
Work hard. Be diligent. Be that fragrance of Christ. Mm. Be a positive testimony. Even through your work efforts, show people that you're working just not for an employer. You're working for the King of Kings.
Excellent.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
God bless.